Hey guys! So it's Friday. I hope your week was amazing. I don't like to dwell on, you know, negative things and stuff like that, but sometimes you do need to address something. So last week I said I would talk about haters and being a hater and being hated and all that stuff. Yes, it is a negative thing, but I want to explain some things from my point of view about haters. You know, I have the hat, I love haters, and then underneath it says motivation. I should be wearing that today, but I've been wearing hats a lot lately and I actually did my hair today. So anyways, talking about haters, I always say I love my haters. I do love my haters. People are like, you have haters? I'm like, yeah, I have haters. I have all sorts of underhanded, weird things being said. I think we all do. At some point, someone is going to say something like that. Like, oh, it must be easy for you. You blah blah blah, or you look good for a mom, or you know, all these things. So, you know, as Taylor Swift said, right? They're gonna hate regardless. Whatever you do, it's just, you know, that's the way it goes. So usually the reason someone hates on you is often because of something in them that makes them, you know, something in them that they're insecure about, right? So if a girl is always pointing out, oh my goodness, look at that girl with the huge butt. Oh my God, her butt is so big.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big.
Usually it's because she's insecure about her butt. Maybe her butt was big at one point and she has a problem. So usually the things you point out, and look inside yourself and figure out what those things are for you. I kind of know some of mine. And, you know, everyone's going to hate at some point, right? Everyone's going to have a little moment of insecurity or hating or whatever you want to call it. We're all going to have it sometime. I've had it and I've really analyzed it. I've thought about, like, what about that is making me, you know, have such a negative attitude, right? So often when people are hating on you, throwing you shade, you know, just not liking what you're up to or whatever, you need to make sure you don't take it personally. Okay, so it's about something in them. It's not, it's the same as when people tell you, oh, you can't do that, you can't lose all that weight, or you won't be able to do that because you have a baby. You can't do that because you have a high powered job. You know, you can't do that because your genes are not going to do that. Whenever someone tells you these types of things, it's usually something in them. They haven't been able to do it, or they've had difficulty in that area. So just think of it that way. Often it's about them. So just as soon as someone says something negative or weird about your journey, you need to think, that's something with them. It's okay. It's not with me. Block that out, right? And another thing, I love, love, love when someone thinks I can't do something, I love to prove them wrong. So that's another thing about haters. Just think, you know what? You're hating on me. You think I can't do it. You think I can't be successful. Just watch me. Right? It's empowering. Think of it that way. And if you're hating on someone or thinking, oh, I hate that person or I'm jealous of that person, I really urge you to look inside and think about what about yourself is making you feel that way, right? We're all going to have those moments. We're all human. You can't be positive about everything every minute of the day. I know I'm not. I try to be, and I try to remind myself to be positive, but every minute is not going to be a positivity train, right? So if you have those moments of like hating or jealousy or any of that on someone else about what they're doing or about how they look or whatever it is, what their journey is that you're hating on, you need to look inside yourself and figure out, what is it that's making me so angry about them? Because really it's their journey and there's no reason for you to be mad about it unless it's really impacting you in some way. And often it isn't. Often it's just you're angry about something. You're angry that they're achieving something you're not, or they have something that you don't have, or they're trying to do something, right? So often when we hate on other people, that's what it is. It's something in ourselves. And when people hate on us, it's something in themselves. So really think about that. Hate kind of has nothing to do with the person who's getting the hate. And I really hope that when you feel like, oh, I hate her because she's so perfect, and oh, well, she has, I hear a lot of the times about celebrities, well, they have all the money in the world, so of course they can look good. They have personal trainers and chefs and time and this and that, and they have surgery, and the, you know, there's a lot of hate. It's like who cares? Like, think about yourself. Why can't you get in shape? I know you don't have a personal trainer and a chef and all the time in the world. Don't hate, congratulate, first of all, right? Congratulate that person. Did someone get a new job? Did someone get something that you are like, wow, I wish I had that? Don't be jealous. Don't hate. You know, congratulate. There's enough for everyone in the world. There's enough to go around. If you're working hard at your stuff, you are going to reap the benefits, just like that person that you're hating on did. So don't hate, congratulate. I have thought that for years and it's really done me well. So if someone's doing great at something, I want to congratulate them. I'm so excited for them because you know what else it means? It means that that can happen to me. And like the possibilities are endless. I'm so happy for them. I want other people to achieve things. I don't want people to have bad things and only me to achieve things. Why would you want that in life? Why don't you want other people to have a good time, right? And I hope you do. I hope you're like me and you want people to, you know, succeed and all that. But we all have our moments where we're like, oh, why did she get that and I didn't or something like that. When I have that moment, I try and just congratulate. So happy. You know, it comes back to that whole thing about abundance, okay? There's abundance in this world. There's all sorts of amazing opportunities and great things that can happen to all of us. So why do we not want someone to have a good thing, right? So, yeah. So if someone has some great success, something good is happening, they lost weight, whatever it is, like be happy for them and know that this can happen to you, or even better, whatever you want to happen to you will happen to you. Look at that. It's like proof. When you see someone achieve something, it's proof that, oh my gosh, look at the amazing things that can happen in this world, right? So don't hate, congratulate. And then I go on in that phrase to say, and let it motivate. Let it motivate you. Let it motivate you to work harder, to strive to get all your goals. They might not be the same goals as that person who you're not hating on are, but they might be something else, and it might be, you know, just don't hate, congratulate, and then let it motivate. These are words to live by. I did not make it up. I heard it years and years ago and it just stuck in my head. Don't hate, congratulate. I love that. And then I added, and let it motivate. So take those words with you. Think about it. Make sure you are happy for other people's success, because tomorrow it's going to be your success and they're going to be happy for you. Okay, so please take this message to heart. We love everyone's success. If you're encouraging others to have success, you're going to get thousands times more success to yourself. And don't think about yourself. Just think, wow, oh my gosh, what an amazing thing for that person. And then, you know, all of a sudden something amazing is going to happen to you. So I love my haters. Don't let the haters get you down. It's something about them, not you. And don't be a hater. Just be a congratulator and let it motivate you. All right. Have an amazing weekend, you guys. Jad says, have a great weekend. It comes back to the whole thing about, what is that whole thing? What's that whole thing, Jad? What am I talking about, Jad?